this is a B alpha text here. Juno Ground and Shane 1 is a Delta 2, like take Alpha and round.
Shane 1, Juno Ground, proceed to text Alpha.
Firefighter Craig Brown of Capital City Fire Rescue brakes to stop, looks both ways, and then drives onto the airport tarmac and the main taxiway. He can do that as long as he notifies the control tower at Juneau International Airport.
It's kind of nice to get on here to avoid the other traffic, especially helicopters. You know, if they can be really busy along coastal here, and you need to stop and wait, you know, if they're...
Brown carefully yields to taxiing planes and landing helicopters. I'm riding along as he takes the newest airport rescue firefighting, or ARF, truck out for a spin. The vehicle is massive. It's 35 feet long with six-wheel drive and four-foot diameter tires. Think of an armored personnel carrier from your favorite sci-fi or war movie. Paint it yellow and you've got a pretty good idea of what an ARF looks like. Inside the truck's cab, Brown faces panels of lights and buttons, and he works a pair of joysticks. They control nozzles on the front of the truck that spray water, foam, or dry chemical on a fire.
Our main focus will be, if we do roll up to an aircraft fire, is protecting the egress for people to be able to get out of the aircraft. So we'll be able to protect it with one nozzle and maybe fight the fire with the other nozzle. That could be pretty handy, you know, instead of just trying to... just having one, you can try and just get the fire out fast with two.
ARF trucks get called out several times a year for all types of incidents at the airport. Doesn't have to be a crash. It could be two aircraft touching on the ramp or a small plane on approach with a flat tire or landing gear that will not fully extend.
There's an amphib beaver coming in. They had the rear tires down, but the front tires wouldn't come down. So they had to land on the runway and basically come to a slide on the floats. And in that particular scene, there was nothing we could do. We just kind of stood by. We helped the people out of the aircraft, the passengers. From there, the airfield maintenance, they kind of helped them get the aircraft off the runway.
In extraordinary circumstances, like the Valley Lumber Fire of 1996, an ARF truck may assist in fighting a large fire away from the airport.
You can only do that as long as you have enough vehicles here for the airport.
Yes, you still got to cover the airport. Yep.
Brown takes me on a little ride around the airport to see a shed under construction, to the floatplane pond, to see another ARF also added to the Glacier Valley Fire Station adjacent to the airport. This ARF, painted red and still showing markings of the Prudhoe Bay Fire Department at the Dead Horse Airport, was donated by BP Exploration this year. It's 25 years old, largely unused, and can carry 3,000 gallons of water. That's twice the capacity of a similar ARF already in service at the station, triple the typical fire truck. Firefighters love capacity. The more capacity a truck has, the longer it can stay on scene fighting a fire.
It's our first out here, so...
Could you use it while it was in storage? Sorry, that was me.
Yep, I accidentally stepped on the foot pedal to activate the ARF's siren. Every kid wants to do that, right? Capital City Fire Rescue officials say increased traffic and bigger planes landing at Juneau International Airport required bigger trucks with more capacity. In turn, that required remodeling the ARF vehicle bay at Glacier Valley Fire Station to accommodate the larger vehicles. The station remodeling cost $2.6 million, and the brand new ARF acquired last year cost about $700,000. Capital City Fire Rescue officials say grants from the Federal Aviation Administration covered most of the cost for the station remodeling and the new truck. The station remodeling will be completed in September when the exhaust system is finished in the ARF vehicle bay. That's why most of the vehicles are currently parked outside. The two recently acquired vehicles, along with two already in service, make four total at the station. One of the older vehicles may eventually be surplused or donated to another fire department in need. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.